This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge, and I'm Brad Brown. Thanks for joining us, and we've got an Ironman age group world champion, 35 to 39 at Kona in 2016, Christian Haup, joining us now. Christian, welcome back. Nice to chat.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back. Thank you.
Christian, when I said we were going to talk about nutrition, you said to me, no, I'm not the person you want to be speaking to. I'm probably not a good example. I want to hear this story. What are some of the mistakes you've made when it comes to your nutrition?
Don't do it, yeah? That's something my girlfriend said to me often.
So yeah? we must find out what you do and do the total opposite. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, I think so. the nutrition is something, the nutrition after the trainings, yeah, is something that that's for a good training, something that you have to say, okay, that was a good training, and now you can eat what you want. And yeah, I will do it all the time, nearly.
What's your favorite sort of food to eat that you should not be eating?
The favorite food that that's chocolate.
Christian, let's talk about your
chocolate
race, though.
Chips.
the week before Kona, and sort of do you do anything special from a nutrition point of view in the build up to a big race like Kona?
Oh yeah, I had my own bike bottle with where I calculated my calories and something like that. Yeah, but it was like the race before at the Challenge Vicy, the European Championships 70.3. I lost it off the bike after 6 kilometers. So the nutrition plan was definitely over after 6 kilometers. Afterwards, I have everything to eat that I get at the bike course. I have to take every energy gear or energy bars, yeah, because I know, okay, now you are calculated nutrition is away, so now you have to take whatever they give you.
Sometimes things don't go according to plan, like that, for example. How important is it to be able to switch to a plan B or a plan C or a plan D if your plan A is not necessarily going according to plan?
I think that's one of the main points you have to think about before the race, in the days before the race. Every day, around about 10 or 15 minutes on my own and at my room, and I think what could happen in the race, and one of the things was okay, what will happen when the bike nutrition is away, like Vicy? Yeah, that was exactly one of the parts of the race that could happen, and then you have to switch, like you said it, yeah. You have to go to the nutrition from Ironman, yeah. And my special advantage is that I have a very stark, very hard, good stomach, and I can eat whatever I want. I don't have some problems with that.
That's fantastic. Biggest sort of mistake that you've made from a nutrition point of view in your triathlon career, and what have you learned from it?
I think it was nearly at Kona. Yeah, that they I I told you that I lost my backpack bottle, and there they had one nutrition point with something with chili in it, and it burns very hard in the stomach. Yeah, but they told us, oh, then you can take this, you won't have cramps. Yeah, so and I take this one and. Well, 5 minutes, the stomach burned a little bit, and I thought, oh my God, what have you done? Yeah, and that was definitely too hard. Yeah, the other things I can think you can take, but with these extreme things, you have to be very careful.
Chili's not good for your bike. Is that what you're telling us? It's fantastic. Yeah. Christian, thank you so much for your time here on the Kona Edge. Once again, much appreciated. We look forward to following your journey to Kona 2017 and beyond, and best of luck for the upcoming season.
Yeah, thank you. I will hope that I have a nearly great year like this year.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.